This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. We are grateful and thankful for having another opportunity to come here today, amen, through the use of the internet, amen, to be a blessing to the people of God, for the word of God that have been placed in our heart to share here today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand, just a thanking you and a praising you for your goodness, your grace, and your love, just a thanking you and a praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here today, as we humble ourselves underneath thy mighty hand on bended knees and bow down here, looking on to the hills from which cometh our help cometh from you. Now, precious Father, right now we ask you to hide us behind Calvary's cross. Anoint us as the clay, use us, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus, prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. And Father, we thank you and we appreciate you here today in the name of Jesus. Bind it up all technical difficulties. Bind it up anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth here tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God, this is Apostle Dudley Tebow.
Prophetess Tebow.
Coming to you today, tonight, in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. You know, it was God that woke us up this morning, let us see a brand new day. Hallelujah, we thank God that we're on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of us. We thank God that we are found in our right mind as we put on the mind of Christ. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like for you to go to St. John chapter 14, and we'll be looking at verse 21, and also in Hebrew chapter 11, verse 1 and verse 6. Hallelujah. And the word of God reads in St. John 14, verse 21, He who have my commandments and keep them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. In Hebrew chapter 11, verse 1 and 6, the word of God reads, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrew 11 and 6 says, But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Three verses of scriptures to start the teaching here tonight. I ask that you pray for us and with us as we bring forth the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just for these next 3 minutes, I would like for you to consider what is said tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about going deeper in your faith. Going deeper in your faith. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in radio land, those that are listening in tonight, those that will be listening to, later on, we pray that the anointing of the Spirit of God would rest upon the Word of God to draw you to a deeper walk with Him. We need to go deeper in our faith. At the beginning of 2020, a brand new year that God have granted us to see, a brand new year with new beginnings, a brand new year that God has wiped our slate clean, and we have crossed over into the land of the living. So we need to go deeper with him. We need to go deeper in God, deeper with our walk with Christ, deeper in the revelation of his word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, don't be afraid of what the Lord is doing in your life in this season. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Fear not. Fear, according to 2 Timothy 1 and 7, God haven't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. When we see the word fear, fear will try to cancel our faith in God. Fear will try to hold you back of what God has in store for you. But in order to conquer fear, we have to. Don't be afraid of the unknown. Don't be afraid of what tomorrow may hold. You see, because today is the day of salvation. Take one day at a time. Put God first in your life. And let the Lord, hallelujah, direct your path. So make room for the Lord in your life. Don't wait until the end of the year. Begin at the beginning of the year. Follow the word of the master, the teacher, and not men. Either we're going to be followers of God or we'll be followers of men. Either we are disciples of Christ or we let self lead God and direct us. You see, you can't serve two masters. Either you love one and despise the other, or you despise one and love the other. We can't serve God and mammon. We got to, the one that you give you more, your attention span to, more time to, that's the one that will be the rule over you. God wants us as his children, hallelujah, for us to leave our comfort zone and learn to walk in unity with him, to pick up our cross and follow Jesus, to be yoked up with the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, don't let your perception of your missteps prevent the success of your failure. It is time to focus on following Jesus. It is time for us to get serious like never before about the things of God. It is always important to know when something has reached its end. You know, for an example, closing circles, shutting doors, finishing chapters. It doesn't matter what we call it. What matters is to leave in the past those moments of failure, to leave in the past those moments of misery in your life. That is all over. We can't go back to 2019 and try to fix it. No, it's behind us. We got to move on in 2020 because God has things in store for us to do. He has things in store for us to accomplish this year. In Galatians 3, verse 2, it says, set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. You see, we have to understand, brothers and sisters in Christ, believers, that we're in this world, but we're not of it. We have been delivered, set free. Our mindset is different. Our belief system has brought fresh revelation to our spiritual eyes and ears. So again, we're talking about going deeper in your faith, going deeper in your walk with God. Hallelujah. Life with Christ for a child of God should not be shadowed. We are always on a journey of becoming more like Jesus in every way possible. We have a deep spiritual hunger that resides in us as believers in Christ to respond to God's calling to go deep. You see, sometimes, even as babe in Christ or mature veteran in the things of God, we don't want to feel uncomfortable. We want to stay in our comfort zone. But you see, in order to go deeper in your call with God, you have to come out of your comfort zone. You have to go beyond the four walls, go into the byways and the highways, and compel people to come. Be bold like a lion to speak the word of God. Let the people know. Apostle Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Because you see, it is the power to deliver, to set free. So we, like Paul, must go beyond our own understanding, being led of the Holy Spirit. You see, the deep waters of God's Spirit are calling out to fill the deep places of our heart, to determine. We must be determined, persuaded in our own mind and life to go deeper in our faith, in our walk with the Lord. Going deeper in your faith, going deeper, defines the fact that I will push past my personal hindrance and distraction and wave into the deeper waters of God. Of God, hallelujah, presence with my praise, my worship, and an open heart of expectation. If you desire to wade beyond the shadow waters, you have to honestly acknowledge where you are. See, sometimes, brothers and sisters in Christ, that's why it's so important for us to examine ourselves to make sure we're in the faith, for us to do it on a daily basis. And whatever hindrance, whatever distraction is holding us back from going deeper in the things of God, we must bring it to God's attention. We must confess it and get right with him. Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we do fall short, hallelujah, the word says if we confess all sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, the God that we serve, he sits high, but he looks low. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand, the one that desired to bless us, the one that desired to meet our each and every need. Yes, he is able, and he's willing here this night. In Psalms 119, verse 111, it says, your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. Again, we are talking about going deeper in your faith, going deeper with your walk with God, with Jesus, being led of the Holy Spirit of God. Bible says them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Hallelujah. So believers of Christ, search through the scripture. Take time to dig deeper and earnestly to find that gentle truth that takes hard work and dedication on your part. I'm going to say that again for those that need to hear a second time. Believers of Christ, search through the scripture, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth, the word of God that stood the test of time. God looks over his word to perform it. He goes to and fro looking for someone to believe, for someone to consider what the word is saying, and not just hear the word, but be doers of the word. So take time throughout your daily schedule, your business schedule. Have a set time to where you can have a little talk with Jesus. A set time to study the word. Because see, the word says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Then get into that word for yourself. Get into it to where you can meditate on the word of God, where it sinks deep down from your heart, from your head, all the way to the depths of your heart. So when the time comes and the enemy may throw a dart your way, when the time comes where you can reach deep down with the word of God and tell it like it is, according to his word, to let the devil know, the enemy of your soul, that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Take time, brothers and sisters, in Christ. Dig deeper and earnestly to find that gin of truth, that fresh revelation, fresh manna from heaven, that takes hard work and dedication on your part. Sometimes even as believers of Christ, we want things easy. But I stop by tonight to let you know that this journey that we're on, it won't always be easy. There's going to be times when things will get rough. Because, see, trouble will come. Trouble will find you out where you are. And when you are found out, then it's up to you to do like Jesus did and let the devil know. Let him know that man will not live, don't live by bread alone, but by the word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. You see, God's word, again, will stand. God will always remain faithful to us. Even when we are not faithful, God is still faithful to himself and to his word. He promised in his word that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. But it's up to us to believe that. Hallelujah. And he will continue to reveal little nuggets of manna to those that are digging, to those that are searching the word of God, as we choose to read his word. And he will give us just what we need on a daily basis. You see, it doesn't happen overnight. A habit has to be formed. A habit has to be done on your part. Sometimes, as a babe in Christ, God will do things quickly for you. But as you mature in the Lord, as you exercise your faith, and you stretch out on the word of God, things will start. Hallelujah. The more you know, if you know to do better, we must do better. God will help us along the way. He has given us his Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is what gives you power. Hallelujah. Prayer, fasting, seeking God, having a little talk with Jesus in your secret closet, in your prayer closet, on a daily basis. Don't wait until Sunday morning or midweek service. Talk to the Lord for yourself. Because you see, the Bible says, that my sheep hears my voice. Jesus Christ, he's the great shepherd. He's the one that is leading, guiding, and directing. He's the one that have made it possible. In Psalms 23, when it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh us lay down in green pastures beside the still waters. He restored our soul. He maketh us, hallelujah, he restored our soul each and every day of our lives. So God is good and worthy to be praised. So small gems of truth, one day at a time, from the Word of God, will yield a treasure chest of wisdom collected over a lifetime of digging. Probably see, boy, this is good. This is good to meditate on. Small gems of truth. You see, the Bible says we learn little by little. Hallelujah. But in the end, it will reveal to us the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So small gems of truth, one day at a time, from the Word of God, yields a treasure chest of wisdom collected over a lifetime of digging. The Bible says that we yield wisdom for us to ask from God, who gives it to us liberally. He won't hold back. He'll give it to us as we desire to know more of him, as we desire to have a closer walk with him, as we desire to go deeper in the things of God. Yes, heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall not pass away. Oh, no, it won't. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God here tonight. Going deeper in your faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
Oh, Please know that we do not own the rights to this music. We hope you enjoy the song.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing, what a blessing. So again, tonight we are talking about going deeper, hallelujah, going deeper in your faith. It's personal, saint, in your faith, your personal faith. Again, in John 14, verse 21, this is Jesus speaking. He said, he who has my commandments and keep them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. Faith. Hebrews 11 and 1 again says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. It's impossible to please God, and them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, everything we get from God is by faith, whether we believe it or not. Everything that we do is by faith. And what is great about it, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those who are listening, God have given every man the measure of faith. Here, when he talks about man, it includes women, boy and girl. Amen? So everyone been given the measure of faith. The size of a mustard seed, smallest seed there is. All we got to do, we all start in the same place in faith. We have to exercise our faith. We have to stretch it. Let God make you, mold you, break you, and stretch you. You see, faith is like a muscle. It needs to be stretched in order to grow. Yes, small gems are true. One day at a time, from the word of God, yields a treasure chest of wisdom collected over a lifetime of digging. You know, probably Steve-O, when you talk about the word digging, it requires work. It requires, you know, you can sit about it, you can think about it, but until you do something about it, hallelujah. Faith by itself, without works, is dead. But when you apply faith to the works, hallelujah, manifestation will come. Thank you, Jesus. The digging is worth the effort. We need to choose depth over quantity. You see, God's word is alive, and God speaks to us through his word. Here in Hebrew 4 and 12, it says, for the word of God is lively. It's a living word, and is active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing of soul and spirit, of joint and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is a lively word, a living word, and is active. The word of the Bible, as we know, has life. The nouns with pulse rates, muscular adjectives, verbs darting back and forth across the pages. God worked through these words. His word is spiritually discerned. Because, see, a carnal-minded person cannot understand spiritual revelation. But when you come to Christ, and when you give your life to Christ, then the Spirit of the Lord comes and abides in you and brings fresh revelation to you. The Bible is to God what his surgical glove is to the surgeon. God's word is alive and well. God's word is truth, absolute truth. You see, man can have opinion about a subject. Man can have debates, but when it comes to the word of God, There's no opinion. There's no debate about it. No, God's word is absolute truth. And that's how we should measure our life. Hallelujah. Because God's word has been proven. God's word is here to stay. God honors his word above his name. And that in itself says a lot. God reaches through his word to touch deep within your heart. Hallelujah. Because see, the God that we serve is a God of the heart. Man look on the outside, but God looks on the heart of man. Yes, our heart is set on keeping God's word, his decrees, to the very end. Digging for truth isn't always easy. As a believer in Christ, you should want to grow closer to the things of God and to the Lord and go deeper in your faith in 2020, a brand new year, a year where the manifestation of the promises of God can take place in your life. How big is God in you? That's why it's so important for us to read the word for ourselves. Because there may come a day where we won't have the Bible that we can go to. But when you eat the word, you meditate on the word day and night. Let the word come a part of you. Let your lifestyle be based on the word of God. Going deeper in your faith. The first step, again, to go deeper in your spiritual life and to draw closer to God is, again, to confess all known and unknown sins to God. You can do this through prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. I'm reminded, Prophetess Tebow, when David was, before he became king, when he became king, he was in a place, he was looking through a window, and he saw this lady by the name of Bathsheba, who was somebody else's wife. And David sent for her, and a child was conceived between David and Bathsheba. David tried to cover it up, even had the woman's husband killed. But God sees. You see, when we think that nobody sees it, God always knows. He looks high, but he looks low. The angels are always looking. God is always looking, and the angels are always looking. And here in Psalms 51 and verse 4, David, after repenting of the sin that took place, he said, "I acknowledge my sin to you. And my iniquity, I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord. And you forgave the guilt of my sin." You see, confession is good for the soul. Confession, what it does, it removes the guilt. If you believe God promises, you see, if we believe that the word of God is true, regardless of what we have done, regardless of where we are in the Lord, that we confess and we are sorry for what we did, God is still a forgiving God. God is still able to reach us from the guttermost to the, hallelujah, to the uttermost. Yes, he's able to do it. When people done gave up on you, God is still able to raise you up. But we got to be real with God. Bible says in Isaiah 1 and 18, "Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool." So, the second step to a deeper relationship with God is to pursue holiness by being obedient to God's command, to God's word. God wants us to be holy as he is holy. God will discipline us. His discipline is for those that have wandered off. Hallelujah. Being led by their own selves, being led by that other spirit. All we got to do is come back and repent to God. You see, God loves us so much that he will discipline us when we're not in line with his will and with his word. So God's discipline is designed to motivate us to become holy as he is holy. He does this because he loves us beyond our human understanding. Yes, he loves us so much because John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening, those that will be listening later, the spiritually mature Christian is the one who will ultimately fulfill God's desire, God's assignment on this earth. See, the word of God says, all that will endure all the way to the end shall be saved. There's a start and there's a finish. We are responsible for everything in between. Hallelujah. Going deeper in your faith. To keep your relationship with the Lord fresh and vital over the long haul is not automatically. No, there'll be times when we're going to feel like throwing in the towel. You see, in order for us to keep going, it requires forethought, effort, and constant attention on our part. Yes, if we are not careful, it is easy to be lured into complacency in our walk with Christ, in our Christian life. Even good things can become routine, no matter where you are, no matter where you are at spiritually. You should desire to go deeper with God, to go deeper in your walk, to go deeper in your prayers, to go deeper in your worship, your praise and worship. Since God is infinite, we have a little finite mind trying to figure God out. God is not like us. His ways is not our ways. His thoughts is not our thoughts. He sits high, and we are here, down here. God is in the holiest of holies. He desires for us to come to him with a clean heart. He desires for us to give our lives to Jesus and come to him fully persuaded that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. We can always know him more deeply. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, let us press on also to go deeper with God. You need to understand his abundant goodness, his blessing. God's goodness also includes his grace, his love for all of us. Going deeper in your faith. As a believer of Christ, your desire to go deeper with God should be so that God can use you more effectively in helping others experience his abundant grace and get to know him more deeply. You see, faith is our connection to the root of every problem. God established us in Christ through our faith with him. You see, our faith is nourished through the teaching of the Word of God. Our faith makes its way down into our heart, and our nourishment of Christ's teaching through the teaching that the apostles gave us concerning Christ. You know, the New Testament. Jesus came to fulfill the law of Moses. But it takes the old and the new. But New Testament of God's word, so that we can learn through those that was before us. Bible says there are witnesses that was here before us and seeing the work of the Lord take place in their lives. They are the example for us. In Ephesians 3, verse 17 through 19, it says, may God dwell in your heart through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, going deeper in your faith and your walk with Christ. You see, it was Jesus who came down from heaven in the likeness of man, fashioned as a man, born of a virgin by the name of Mary. He walked this earth. He was tempted in all areas, but yet he sinned not. His assignment here was to come and become a sacrifice all mankind, to take man's sin, place it upon his shoulders. Hallelujah. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus, the Son of the living God. Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He was in prayer, getting ready to go to the cross. He took John and Peter with him and a third disciple. And they asked him to pray for him. And they couldn't even do it for 1 hour. He was struggling, way before the Father. The human side of him didn't want to die for mankind. But he said, Father, nevertheless, if this cup cannot be taken from me, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And that should be our prayer and our determination in 2020 to ask God that our life be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. According to Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, where it says, brethren, by the mercies of God, that I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable servant. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of my mind, that I may know what the perfect will of God is for my life. Jesus Christ, he's our set example. Jesus Christ, he set the bar for us. Jesus Christ was Lord of lords and kings of kings. He's the Alpha, God the Father. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. God knows it all, and he can do it all. All we got to do is line up with his will. Line up, let our lives be a living testimony that others may see Jesus through us and in us, here this night and forevermore. Let your life be in a living example that God can use you, that you can be his mouthpiece, his hands and feet. Yes, we are the clay. He's the potter. Let him mold you. Let him stretch you. Let him break you. Let him do what is needed so that you can be used as his mouthpiece, his hands and feet. Ask him to give you boldness to speak his word in spirit and in truth. Jesus went to Calvary. Jesus. Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there'd be no remission of sin. Jesus did it all for us. He made a way out of no way. He brought us back in right standing with God the Father. We are thankful and grateful for what he did. He ascended up, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us as believers of Christ, as a child of God. Yes, there'll be times when things are going to get a little heavy. But I want to encourage you at the beginning of 2020 just to go on, get tangled up, wrapped up, tied up in the things of God. Read the Word of God. Pray, fast. Seek Him while He may be found. Draw nigh to Him and He'll draw nigh to you. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of His righteousness, and everything else shall be added. What a word that we can hold on to. Something to consider. Hallelujah. Going deeper in your faith with the Lord. Going deeper in your walk with Him. Designed the promises to be manifested in your life. Where God says, don't grow weary in well-doing. Because if we faint not, we shall receive the promise in due time. Yes, God has a time set for you. God has a time when He wants to release it. Everything that He wants to in your life. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Precious Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word will not return to you void. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to teach your word under the unction of the Holy Spirit, that you have prepared the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Father God, for souls being saved. Thank you, Father God, for prayers being answered in the name of Jesus, for requests being honored. But most of all, precious Father, we thank you for souls, that the kingdom of God may grow. We believe that 2020 is a year of completion, a year of the manifestation of the promises of God to be manifested in our lives. We are standing, we are believing, trusting and agreeing here tonight that you are able and willing to meet each and every need. Father God, there may be one or there may be some that need the sound of my voice. After listening to this teacher, we want to give them an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in their lives. It's just a matter of coming to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Coming to the place where you know deep down in your heart that you are a sinner. Because the Bible says that we all were born in sin. We all were partaker of the sinful nature. But God can change you around. Turn you around. Put your foot on solid ground. But you must, first thing is that you got to acknowledge that you need help. You got to acknowledge the fact that you can't make it by yourself on a spiritual level. And after you come to that place of realizing, then you go to God and ask Him to, hallelujah, after you repent of your sin, go to the foot of the cross at Calvary. Ask God to forgive you, cleanse you from all unrighteousness. The Bible says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 3:16 says it all. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And after you repent of your sin, hallelujah, on a spiritual basis, repent means to make a 180-degree turn from heading in the wrong direction. Repent and asking God to head you in the right direction towards Him. Word of God says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. That we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. For with our heart we believe on the righteousness. And with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. Oh, we serve an awesome God, y'all. We serve a God that is willing and able. Jesus said before he was translated up, he told his disciples, he said he's coming back. He's coming back for them to go tarry at Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And when they went and tarried at Jerusalem, and when the Bible says when Pentecost was fully come, that the promise of the Holy Spirit was manifested as they were in unity in one house, in one heart, one mind, and in one accord. That the Holy Spirit came in like a rushing mighty wind. Yes, we as a church need to get back in unity. There's too much separation right now. You see, because where confusion is and separation is not of God. God is not an author of confusion. The devil is. Hallelujah. So we need to get back in right standing with him. That's why it's so important for us to go deeper in our faith as an individual, to go deeper in the things of God. Because God wants to take us higher. Yes, probably Tebow, he wants to take us from faith to faith, from glory to glory, this night and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we are confident of knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? And if that's you tonight, and you have given your life to Christ, welcome to the beloved family of God. Heaven is standing at attention. They have and they are looking. Hallelujah. Waiting for that lost soul to come to Christ tonight. Or whenever you listen to this teaching, don't take it for granted. No, time is not like it once was. We are not promised tomorrow. Today is a day of salvation. Quit putting it off. You never know when your name will be called, when your number will be pulled. Yes, Jesus, he's coming back for the church without, hallelujah, he's coming back for the church without wrinkle or spot or blemish. In Jesus' name we pray for our glory. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. If you would like to contact Apostle Tebow or myself, feel free to give us a letter, write to us with comments, questions, topics you'd like to be discussed. That address is P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow, Busting Loose in Faith Ministries. P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We look forward to hearing from you, and we also look forward to having you join us every week on Tuesdays and Friday evenings at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Share the number with your family and friends, and let them know that there is a word from the Lord. We love you. God loves you. And we hope that you join us again on Friday evening at 6 p.m. God bless. Have a great week.